Ela ngone sike sakhuluma ngalana emsakazweni nakho ngokuthi ke uzoba khona ke u Mrs.
Mkhwanazi
oqhinga phaya e clinic ozosibena nje kancane athi ukusclarifyela mayelana nendaba yokuhlela umndeni. Umndeni sohlela kanjani? Iziphi izinto ezibalekile ekufanele sizenze? Mrs. Mkhwanazi, sikubingelele sikwamukela emsakazweni eMuthi Radio.
Sanibona, ngiyanibingelela eMuthi Radio listeners.
Siyabonga kakhulu mama for joining us namhlanje. Besikhuluma nge teenage pregnancy. So nje, please tell us more about the importance of family planning and condomizing in order to prevent a pregnancy and an unplanned pregnancy in a teenage pregnancy.
Generally, pregnancy is a natural process, but it has to happen when you have planned for it. So, for instance, for a population in Jengama students, we believe ukuthi they might have to choose to delay the pregnancy. We're not saying they must never ever get children, but to prioritize education qala. Because why are we saying that? Pregnancy yenza a lot of changes in one's body, in ama psychological effects.
True.
Yeah. Sometimes your friends disown you because you're now pregnant. So feel out because bona bakaphiko pregnant abanazi ingane. Or else, the other thing, ama students awana imali because, like, you might realize that a lot of time gets spent during the beginning of the semester or the beginning of the year. Ama students esazama imali ukuregister or ukuregister without the registration fee. So somebody who doesn't have imali registration, ingane is going to bring more financial needs. So there is why we advocate for we delay in pregnancy. Where we advocate for use of contraceptives. Unfortunately, I do not like the term because I do not believe young girls as early as 18. They are education a diploma or a degree. After that, ngenzi honors. After that, ngenzi masters. I get employed. I buy that dream car or ngilungisele ekhaya umndeni because some families are not well off. So the students drobe la. Bazali bawo emakhaya badiphende kuwona ukuthi azobalekelela ukuqhubeka nempilo. So i-pregnancy inama cost, inama physical cost because your body changes, ube nama stretch marks amaningi, mhlawumbe ube nanemqalo omnyama ngenxa ye-pregnancy, kube khona ukudla ongakuthandi, kube khona ukudla okuthandayo. So uma uyi-student une-budget limited,
uzo-afforda
kanjani. Then bese bakhona lama economical cost because you need to buy new clothes. Azizo kulingana nempahla uyigqoka. Or if you continue wearing your normal clothes, you look like a fool because and then your tummy will pop up. Then njobange ngasho bekhona ama psychological cost where you get mhlambe family yakho is very strict. And then bese kuba khona ama challenges between a relationship yakho ne family yakho ngenxa yokuthi so
pregnant.
Some of them might even afford to look after your baby. But I think it's not fair for students to give my parents an added burden of looking after ingane zabo because they've looked after them until bala university. And the opportunity of figure university, I think it's something that students need to celebrate. There are many students in the universities, but there are many students out there that have not had the opportunity of coming to the university.
True.
Yeah.
So it's important whilst you have this opportunity, mhlambe we are funded by the NSFAS, make sure that you use that opportunity wisely.
Yeah.
And then you can live your life after there to send a paper. We know that there are unemployed graduates, but at least be an unemployed graduate than a university dropout because of a pregnancy. Because after a pregnancy, they don't get the opportunity of coming back to university.
True.
Because my parents are tired. Some students don't even have mothers to look after their babies. So it becomes
a challenge.
Kube no chaos and billion which you don't need. So as a clinic, sina different types of contraceptives. Ama contraceptives are right yama females with childbearing age. That is about some 15 to 35 year old. Those are women classified as women of childbearing age. So it's your right. That is why government they were provided for free to everyone that needs them. And also in a choice to go to 70% because imzimba yabantu ayifani. Some people, that is why, we've got different injectables in Jovo.
Yeah.
Konum Jovo got 3 months, which is very convenient because Zochova got 4.
Yeah.
and then you're done. You don't have to waste time waiting in the clinic with queue, uzo habule mhlawumbe TB, uhabule no COVID ongabadingi because you are there.
Mhlawumbe phazamisa ncane meze simkize ukubuza nje kafushane ngabe sikhona isiqiniseko sokuthi ngempela uma usebenzisa umjovo lo amathuba okuthi angakhulela umfundi amancane kakhulu noma ayehla ngabe ikhona isikhona isiqiniseko sokuthi mancane amathuba okuthi angakhulelwa
noma
it's an early age esebenzisa wona noma kugaranteed ukuthi uma esebenzisa wona la ama contraceptive angeke asithole esekhulelwa engahlelile.
Umjovo is very reliable. I success rate yawo provided uzozojova ngesikhathi okuthiwa jova ngaso. Uma kuthiwa uzojova ngomhla 22 June, present yourself ngomhla 22 June uzojova. You can get an injection in Nomiglipi clinic, so you don't have to be constrained with 22 June shaye ku university break angisakwazanga. Clinic seduze kwasekhali na umjovo. So that's the method that is most reliable. Mhlambe ikona ngiqale ngayo ukuthi if ujova noma ujova nga 2 months and you follow ama instructions ukuthi uzozojova ngosuku oluthile and you adhere to those dates, it really eliminates the possibility of being pregnant. And bese kuba khona ama oral contraceptives. Ama oral contraceptives awekho very reliable as compared to injection.
Well, ngibuza nje kafushane Mrs. Mkhize, Mrs. Mkhwanazi.
Mrs. Mkhwanazi.
Oh, Mrs. Mkhwanazi, ngixolise kakhulu. Ngibuza nje kafushane ukuthi kungabe mhlasimbe akakulimazi ini umzimba wengane esuke isakhula nomuntu esakhula ukuthi aqale ahlele asebenze wona ama contraceptives. Uma esefuna ukuhlela umndeni ekhuleni kwakhe mhlasimbe ngabe akukulimaza ini lokho ukuthi uqale ngokuthi asebenzise wona ama contraceptives lawo. Now manje sefuna ingane ayise akusenzeki ngabe ikhona nomthelela onjengalayo.
Not really. Your pregnancy might be delayed, especially mhlambe madusebenza umjovo for a very long time. Like I'm saying, if I say very long time, like for 10 years, it might delay you from falling pregnant if you want to fall pregnant. But ama injectables, ama contraceptives as such, ama hormones lawa ama females vele wa produce. So it's unlike ukuthi unikeza ama artificial substances. It's the hormones that you get, it's just that they swing around the hormones so that you do not fall pregnant.
Mhlawumbe ngiphazamise kancane mama. Usahleni nathi kwi mid morning rush noLondiwe kunene no King Africa isikhathi njengamanje it's 9:30 and we heading to the headlines with uNombuso wakaDlomo.